Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith Jr., where ideas ignite, change and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix.
A Master Plan for Black Group Economics with Wealth Creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of The Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
I'm 98% sold on the new name and umbrella and the name, because it fits the direction. And it actually just sounds better, too. It sounds better. I'm also 98% sold on how long I'm going to keep the offices closed, but I won't reveal that right now. Just know that I am inching my way to 100%. My hesitation is never really doubt. It's always me checking my motives. I always want to make sure my motives are in alignment with my decisions. Or I guess the better way to say that, my motives are in alignment with my core values. which drive my decisions or decision making. So that's typically where my percentage is somewhere that, you know, when I say 98, that 2% is in the bonus. Go ahead, Phil.
I just pulled up Academy, a place of study or training in a special field, a secondary school, typically a private one, a teaching school founded by Plato. How's that? And then the last one is a society or institution of distinguished scholars, an artist, or scientist that aim to promote and maintain standards in its particular field. I like that.
I like that a lot. And that pushed me to 99%.
That's not my goal. Society or institution of distinguished scholars and artists or scientists that aims to promote and maintain standards in its particular field.
Nah, it's good stuff. Make sure you send me all that, Deanna. I'm pretty sure by the end of the day, actually probably quicker than that. Yeah, I like that a lot, Phil. I like that a lot. This is your first time joining us, ladies and gentlemen. This is our daily meeting. This is where we hash out this company, and, you know, we're blessed not to be affected by the current economic crisis. Good to see you, Ali. Saw you had your camera on earlier. Good to see all of you. It's just a blessing to have anticipated what could be here, what would have been here, and we saw a lot of things coming, so we were able to anticipate the crisis, and we're actually thriving as Amazon is thriving. Satish, first part of this meeting, or most part of this meeting, I should say, maybe the first part is for you. So I need, most importantly, I need everybody to listen, but Deanna, I need you and Satish, and I believe my ear is going to be a part of it. But I need y'all to get something, because it's not got, and air quotes, and I need to make that clear. So Satish, whenever you're out of text me or something, but whenever you are ready to do some back and forth, you let me know, and I will be able to lead us into massive prosperity. So shoot Satish. Oh, there he is, right there. Good stuff. So you got some time to unmute and stuff?
Yes, sir.
All right. Outstanding. Okay, here we go. All of you, you're going to need your big boy hats on or big girl hats on. All right? Everybody listen to me in your big brain. Not your little brain. Your big brain. Your big mind. Supreme you. All right? Supreme you. There is an understanding. This is a fantastic meeting. It could be a potentially dangerous meeting, because I'm going to tell you what is and what is not. And in that what is and what is not, if you, you know, suffer from the fear of criticism, then you're just going to have a terrible time. But if not, then you use your big brain and you're going to have a great time. But I would make sure that I assist you by being as supportive with my tone and listening as possible, as we can all go forth in a great direction. One of the things I want to say first is, if you love someone, this is daily meetings, right? Like, this is real deal, me building this business. If you love someone, you may want to expose them to this call. We can fit up to 100, and then I can switch into webinar mode, and we can fit up to 1,000, but I probably wouldn't go that far. I'd probably just keep it at 100. As you all could just chime in and ask questions, webinar mode doesn't really give you that option. So we'll stick somewhere around there. But this is free game, you know, some straight, you know, hood talk. This is free game. You want to get on top of that free game. If you're on Line App, the sales team, I forgot to tell you the other day, you're more than welcome to cut off your notifications, because I be tearing that thing up. I forgot to tell them. That I
did
2 o'clock in the morning.
Sitting 2 o'clock.
Yes. It don't matter. I'm trying to get to $100 billion, and sleep ain't got much to do with that. You understand? It just is what it is. I've been up since 2:13 this morning grinding. I read a full book. Full book. Don't even worry about how many pages. Well over 500 page book this morning because my brain just, well, I cut on Netflix to try to put myself, you know, so I was like, cut this damn thing off and read a book, right? You know, it's just, you know, yeah, it is what it is. It just is what it is. But turn off your notifications that it works. Now, India, this is what I need you to teach, India. I'm going to do this here in order as possible as I can. So India onboarding, it is important that Deanna understands, that Satish understands, that anyone listening to me understands, but especially you, Deanna, especially you, Satish, and I believe you're going to involve Mayuri, Satish. So all three of you need to understand that ATS India is not an independent company. You cannot think of it that way. If you do, you will ruin us before we start. It is not independent. Now, it is independent in a sense of what you're thinking, but it's also not independent in a sense of what you're also, air quotes, thinking, and I'll break that down. So before I let you give feedback, because it's going to be a tad bit confusing, just know that it is not independent in the way. Here's what I mean by that. You cannot confuse onboarding there must look like onboarding here. Yeah, hear me? You hear me?
Yes.
I mean, I can hear you.
Yes,
yeah. Onboarding there must look like onboarding here. In the same manner, so what is onboarding here looks like? It's a psychological profile that we get to collect so we can better serve the customers. So I can, like, I know about Ali from the time we called him, from that, so we can speak his language only to him. There's no other language. You understand? This company is going to adjust to 1 million gerons. The first or the next million customers we get, we're making a full adjustment. There's reasons for this, but I'll get to it here in a second because I wrote it down in my notes to think about. In the onboarding, we collect data points that algorithms and software cannot collect. This is the most important part of the onboarding. It is to collect data points that, you know, software, while software can totally supersede what we can do as humans, there are many human elements that this company does that other people just not doing. Kiara highlighted one of those last night during the other call, right? And we don't want to lose that at all. Everyone here, for whatever reason, feels a personal touch. I know how we doing it. I know how it's done. And it's not something I'm willing to compromise over at all. Now, no one's asked me to compromise over that. I'm just telling you, so we never have to bump heads on this because it's just easier to kill these battles before they start. Go ahead, Grace.
So I just wanted to say, because you brought it up, and Kiara and Michelle Graham yesterday, they really excited me and made me proud of, you know, what has been taught to us and how what we're doing is actually, you know, helping. And I don't know the words, but I'm just grateful.
So. No doubt. So everybody write these three things down. Thank you, Grace. Onboarding should get psychological profiles, which they do. Collect data points that computers cannot collect for us, which they do. Keep us out of trouble, which it does. It is so much easier to know what is going to cause us trouble when we actually talk into our customers. Okay, I got two more things, but go ahead, Deanna.
So with Satish's onboarding, or they're doing happiness.
Just get, I got you. No, they're not going to be able to. Just Satish's leadership recognizes that he's going to have to do. India's going to have to be treated independent. But you cannot treat it independently in the manner in which y'all think. And I promise you it's going to make sense I promise you it's going to make sense. Because it's going to be too, you can't run 1.25 million people through four people. You just can't do it. Then you can't do it through eight people, right? You know what I'm saying? It has to be some systems that is a system that's not people. It's all good. It's half of it's worked out. Other half is being worked out. Once we think we got 100% worked out, the universe is going to crack all of it, and then we'll work it out in the cracks, right? Because that's exactly the way it works. It's, you know, nothing is ever perfect. What Mike Tyson says, everyone has a plan until you get punched in the face.
Let me tell you, I am learning this now with these sales highs. I'm learning. Okay. Oh, okay. So do this next time. Oh, okay. Now do this next time too.
Yes. Do this next time. And all you do is you keep a running note, and then that note just gets better and better and better because we're going to get punched in the face every time we move forward. Go ahead, Jill.
Antonio. Well, unless in your plan is getting punched in the face. Put getting punched in your face in your plan, then it's not a surprise.
Right. Absolutely. Because we want to put down the best laid forth plans possible, you know, to our benefit, to our expertise, and then we need to respect when what we didn't do no longer serves the company. The Bureau of Dominant Speakers as the only title for the speaker side no longer serves the company. You understand? And it's my job to get out my ego and recognize that it no longer serves the company. Now, I can stay there, but then you want to be right or you want to be rich is what I would tell me if I was outside of me, right? So, you know, ideas have an expiration date as well as loyalty. So let me repeat these three things. I got some more stuff. Onboarding gets a psychological profile. It collects data points and a psychological profile for each customer. This is not a company of statistics and analytics. It is, but we make our bread and butter off of psychographics. There is a huge difference. Psychographics. We don't just do demographics. We know our customers and what they read and which television shows they watch. Psychographics is far more stronger and lucrative. If you're not sure what that is, just Google psychographics. I just blessed you. You can now hang up from the call and you learned something for today. Okay? You learned something for today. I've got more. I don't want a psychological profile of each customer, each one. Then I want to collect data points that computers can't collect, you know, and there's plenty. If this person has nine toes or, you know, just this stuff. There's just stuff that computers can't collect. Then we're going to get stuff that keeps out of trouble. It's easier to stay out of trouble when you know your customers. Oh, yeah, I don't like this. All right, we probably won't do too much of that then, right? You understand what I'm saying? Or customers tend to put up with some of your losses or your setbacks or put up with the issues of being a startup when they like you, right? When customers like you, they tend to deal with you longer than, you know, other stuff. The fourth point or the fourth data point here of onboarding is it keeps us, and this is split in two. So I'm going to give you four and five at the same time, okay? I'm going to say four and then five same time. Our onboarding keeps us 10 moves ahead of our customers and 25 moves ahead of our competition. Now, I'm a chess player. If you play chess, then you understand what I mean by 10 and 25 moves. It keeps us 10 moves ahead of our customers and 25 moves ahead of our competition. I'll simply explain. It's too simple. If we know everything that Kerry wants, the mere fact that we're doing one business away challenge, involve everybody, and it starts May, whatever the date Deanna said it starts, okay, because I'm going to mess it up. It starts whatever that date is. I have no control of my calendar, okay? It starts whatever that date is. That is us listening to our customers and then involving the customer, and that's just one part of what we're going to be doing. It's not the whole program. It's the interactive part of the program in which we take real customers and we build their real businesses. It's not theoretical. It's not a lecture standpoint. Oh, May 25th is Memorial Day. All right, we will start Tuesday then. Is that okay? Or whatever day Deanna says. Just don't freaking ask me. Ask Deanna, okay? Whatever day she says, that's when we're starting. I forget it's a holiday. And it's a holiday I take because I'm a veteran. I'm a veteran, so I've taken that holiday. Now, it just keeps us far ahead.
Hold on, Reverend.
Yes,
hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you say you take that holiday. I clapped too, because wait a minute. Now, you say you take that holiday because you are a veteran. I commend you. Thank you for your service. What I'm asking is, are you actually going to take the day off?
I'm going to work. I'm just going to claim that I've taken the holiday. It makes me feel good about myself when I do. That's all. It's totally an illusion. I will be working.
I tried, Reggie.
I'm going to work. You're gonna get messages from me at 2 in the morning. I can assure you.
Well,
I can assure you that's going to happen.
Well, if you put meat on a grill, just give us a call.
We'll come
with our own styrofoam plates.
We're going to pass on and everything, and, you know.
No doubt. Law say you can't stop greatness. So what I want you and Deanna to do today, you, Grace, and then you, Deanna, do today is I want you to get with Satish, and I want y'all to tell him how y'all onboard. But whoever you're going to do it with, Satish, they need to be on too. Yeah, right? And there could be zero onboarding until that's done. It's important. Because the onboarding, and I'm going to tell you why I know this is important. I already knew it was important, but when I got onboarded with Susan Sorrentino at the Les Brown Institute, you can't convince me that meeting Susan first was not the most important thing that ever happened, because I still view, actually, I got to take that back twice, meeting Jonathan first and meeting Susan second, I still, when I think about the Les Brown Institute, I think about those two interactions. They still stick with me no matter what happened. Those two things are my impression. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's powerful if you know the backstory. That is extremely powerful. That's extremely powerful, right? And we need to be doing the same thing. Because at this point, all these leads are coming in this company and they just can't, y'all talk to them. They can't wait to meet me. It's at this point, it's getting out of control in a good way. I don't mean to be insensitive or, you know, not appreciate where I've come from. But at the same time, I need the right people. These people are excited to meet me, and I need the right people and the right methods and the right everything to touch them first. They don't need to be a number. It needs to be something else. Right? It needs to be something else. I know you was already going to do that. That's not what I'm saying, Satish, but I'm saying there is a way that we have perfected, because we got beat up over and over and over and over. We perfected it. We've done this hundreds of times. We perfected it, and we actually invented it in the back seat of a car on the way back to Texas, leaving, you know, dead serious, like a 17-hour drive leaving. We literally invented it. It was perfect. And then, of course, it got beat up, and we perfected it. It's been changed over 100 times, and we're going to speed up your curve. So you can then have that. Of course, there's going to be some cultural changes you're going to have to make, but you won't know them until you get hit in the face with culture, right? You won't know it. So today, y'all, I need you to make that happen. I know none of you are probably not available, but you don't have a choice to be available, because I'm looking at the people Satish is bringing in. He's bringing people in, period. You understand? This is why it can't be separate. Because the happiness calls and everything, it comes through one company. And it's what you know as ATS. ATS India, that is not ATS India's purpose. I have a different purpose for ATS India. I'm explaining towards the end of this. and I have a different purpose for the Bureau of Dominant Speakers, formerly named as Prince, right? It's not, it's probably not the name anymore no more, but you know, I have a different purpose for that, which I'll explain at the end of this too. Okay. There's a bigger, different purpose. ATS India will never, ever, ever, ever be an education company. That's not its purpose. Okay. All right. You look like you're excited about that. It will do that right now for get cash heavy purposes, but that is not its purpose. That is not its purpose. ATS, in fact, let me get to that right now. This is what I got written down right now. It's written down right here. I don't even want you to think I'm not reading it. It says, most importantly, or somewhere right there. You can't see it. There it is, right there. Most importantly, ATS, all right. Most importantly, ATS in India has an entirely different purpose. It has a far greater role like the Bureau of Dominant Speakers. These two companies are not the same. And they are not what they seem. Don't think of ATS India as a hub for Indian growth. That's not what it's for. It will be for us what India is for itself. And I don't want to put too much over this meeting right now. Just know that my intent for ATS India is to have our own Silicon Valley in this company. You understand? Not Silicon Valley in the Bay Area or Silicon Valley in, not Telugu, but Bangalore, right? No. I mean literally owned and controlled to where we're pumping out the greatest tech and all sorts of stuff in this company. That's the purpose of ATS India simplified. There's a lot more, but I feel that you feel me on the direction. And I don't ever want it to get convoluted with education.
I totally agree and remember.
Okay, all right. Yes. We are super software focused.
Right.
With ATS India.
Right.
Okay, cool. So let me say a few more things because I know I'm sparking a lot of y'all brains right now. And then I'll let you have it because you're going to have to respond back and I'm going to want it in the first place. Can't onboard. All right. There's no competition whatsoever. 100% empathy in the onboarding. If you notice, I got an interview at 10 o'clock this morning or an hour and 30 minutes from now. And I only hire empathetic salespeople or people with high emotional intelligence. Also, I'm going to bring in about 22 more people that are going to – everybody's a salesperson, but that sales will look different. Let me give you the big picture. So this is going to make everybody happy on multiple different sides. I want the sales team, write all this down for me, Grace. Schedulers, customer service, happiness, sales, software, super massive, extensive overflow. You need to say it just like that. Hyphenate all the words. Super hyphen, massive hyphen, extensive hyphen, overflow, because that's one thing. All right, outstanding. Here's the deal. I want the sales team to be treated so well that I even want like their calendar synced. Whether we use Calendly for right now, whatever, right? Whatever is to be software, obviously. Like I want Jerry, Jonathan, Jerron, I want them to put up their available time slots in which they want to do calls this week. and they're going to control their calendars, obviously, but they're going to give us access to the schedulers that I'm going to hire. These schedulers are going to be salespeople whose only job is to schedule appointments for closers. Now, right there, I am going to pause because anybody with a sales backbone should have just shouted. You see, Jerry, now you're talking. If you can have closers just moving from appointment to appointment to appointment. And remember, Grace, we tested that before. Remember, we did that. Remember, we did that. We had Michelle and Brian scheduling appointments, and you would just go and knock them down and knock them down and knock them down. And life was good, wasn't it, Grace?
Very.
There is no better system.
No better system. I agree.
No better system.
I agree, brother. I want closers closing. My ego makes me want to say, go out there and prospect. My ego. At the same time, since I am a closer, I understand, man, if I could just close all day and someone can do the prospecting and someone can do the scheduling, oh, man, right? So that is in the immediate future. Go ahead, Jerry.
It's Henry Ford, right? It's the assembly line. Not everybody is good at the same thing. Not everybody has the same talents. And if you can accomplish that assembly line theory and have people who are great at setting appointments and people who are great at finishing the deal, there is just no better way to do it. That's all I got to say.
I completely agree. No, I completely agree. We did it. We had Tempest and Shannon setting appointments and Michelle. We had three people just email. No, you too, Deanna. No. You started that way when we turned you into a closer, or was it? Anyway,
I've always been a closer.
Okay. We built this company that way, and we did that incredibly, Jerry, off of cold calls.
That's working for a living.
No doubt. We did that. That is exactly what we did. So that's what's coming. You hear that, Satish? I'm telling you this because I want you to understand that all of India is going to be tied into this. Not ATS India doing this. You see me now. Even if they come from India, they flow back to what you're looking at right now. They flow back there.
Absolutely, sir.
It keeps you in your gift and keeps you away from what you was accidentally about to do. Now, do it now because we got to get cash heavy. But that is not the agenda, right? You get it? You know, Jonathan, Jerry, Jerron, they're going to set their appointments. But that ain't the agenda. We got to do what we got to do now. But know that this is my immediate plan. I'm getting ready to hire salespeople that I'm going to convert into all three of these things: customer service, schedulers, and happiness. I'm going to break them all down right now. That's why I stress everyone is a salesperson. It's starting to make sense now, because I'm going to have salespeople scheduling for closers. Man, that's powerful. It's powerful to know someone who has the same mindset, who at least understands your struggle, and then schedule. It's just powerful. It's powerful when we all get it. It's powerful when everyone understands this department. So technically, it's three. I just literally forced four different departments, but it's a good force. Customer service. The customer service people that we're going to have outside of the already 80 customer service people we have, we're going to have a number of customer service people who are empathetic sales people doing customer service. Go ahead, Phil.
May I suggest you call it customer loyalty?
That's fine. I've got no problem with that. Customer loyalty. totally fine. You put that down for me, Deanna. Customer loyalty is just fine. It's just cool with me. So we got customer loyalty, but what I want them to do is do exactly that. The customer loyalty, but I want them to have sales experience. Here's why. Well, let me get there in a second. And then happiness consultants, right? Or whatever we call them. I forget what I call them, but I know they're happiness directors. That's what they are. These are just people that after, and it's taking too long to explain right now, but after Jerry closes a sale, all these people take over. These people are securing retention in the company. But also, Ali, you're going to like this part. We're continuously walking people up a value ladder. Continuously. Make no mistakes about it, people who follow me, thank you very much. I am continuously walking you up a value ladder. I just don't ask for nothing until I give you an extreme amount of value. But if you at $19.99, please don't think that that is my ultimate goal for you. That makes no sense. What's the point of being LeBron James if you can't chase Michael Jordan? It makes no sense. It makes no sense at all for me want you to stay where you at. Continuously walking you up the value. So what happens when you get past $59.99? Then it's $99.99. What happens when you get past that? Then it's a $3,000. Then it's a $5,000. Then it's a $10,000. I don't expect everyone, Ollie, to buy a $500,000 product, but I do expect 5% of the total reach that we do that month to do so. Because that's how I got the system. I have allocated in this system of the total reach that we reach every single month, 5% of that should buy our high-end products. And that's the metric that I'm measuring. And when we're not doing that, I get to say, hey, the system's broken somewhere. We have a full-out sales process proven to work. We've done it plenty of times. We've done it. Law is one of the people who client loyalty is. I just saw people that in chat. Law is one of the people who bought in at high end, super high end. Okay, you understand. So I just want you to get that we're continuously moving you up the value ladder. Now we have to provide, it's value ladder, right? We can't move you up if we don't give value. It just means that there are things that we have. Here's the main reason why. And this is something I learned the wrong way, and I've been applying it to this company ever since. When I got out the United States military in 2004, my first job was car sales, used car sales, by the way. Like, come on, like, yeah. Pow! Get your butt to work, right? Literally, I mean, 17-hour days on my feet. And there was one thing I couldn't stand, because I was a natural, and I couldn't stand splitting my commissions. I hated that. But they had this culture that, because you got to get trained, so you split the commission. I respect that, Ollie. I ain't got a problem with that. But now I'm killing it. You put the thing on the board. I'm like, Jerry, you told me what to do. Move out of my way. I hit these 30 sales. Man, move. Why am I splitting 30 sales 50-50? Now you got me messed up. Because just because I learned your training faster than what you had for the average person, for one, I ain't average. You shouldn't even be hiring average people. That's number one. Number two, I damn sure ain't average. So please, don't disrespect me like that. Number three, why you playing with my money? Am I making sense over here, Grace? I know my computer freezing up a little bit, but am I making some sense? I don't want nobody to have to do that. So I learned that the wrong way. And I figured if I can, Jerry signed someone up. And since we've got, I see your post, Grace. Since we got software or the ability to tag Jerry's customer, Melissa, then since Jerry did the work, I'm creating a culture. Sorry, created, but now that I got new people, I got to stress it. A culture in which no matter how many times Jerry customer upgrades, Jerry gets to get a commission from that. I need y'all to receive this. When I'm not talking about direct sales, I'm not talking about network marketing, even though it, you know, it, any business is direct sales. Not what I'm talking about. I'm saying you do that work and the system takes over. Since you did that work, we're still going to make sure that when that customer goes to get a $5,000 coaching package from Phil and Susan or whatever, you get that commission. Now that comes with a price. The price is I got to hire the right people who, and this is the catch, y'all, who don't care about closing a sale for Jonathan's paycheck. So that's the rub. That's the rub right there. I have to convince everyone that we all doing it. It happened for Jonathan today, and the next hour it's going to happen for you. So that's why I got these things independent. You understand what I'm saying? Because while Jerry's like, well, yeah, that works. Got it for me. But then Jonathan's going to have it for him. And now we've got that. And then Jerome's going to have it for him. And we've got to do it that way. So this customer is tagged with boom. So if you want more money, then close more people. It's just that simple. Like that's what the problem is. The problem isn't with the system. The problem is how many people you got in the pipeline. That makes total sense. The more people you got in the pipeline, the more that we do our system, is the more you will get paid most of the people in the pipeline. I want the highest paid salespeople on the planet. So this is what it is. That's how it should be. It's already a known from Dale Carnegie himself. That says that the no and Dean of Motivation, Grace.
Oh shucks. Oh
Stranger Secret. Earl Nightingale.
Yes.
All right. This Earl Nightingale also says this, that the number one paid person in the world is a salesperson. Since that's already the truth, I want them here. That's it. If it's already an objective truth, then what's stopping me from having them objectively here? So, Satish, well, I mean, you might come back. I know you was there, but you get the point.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
This is why it cannot be treated independently. Do you see the big picture now? Yeah, yes. It can't be treated independently because all those people got to flow back through the salespeople,
right.
Whoever those
right.
Salespeople are, and those salespeople are under one company. You get it? If I let it go independent, it messes that system up. And now I don't get the nice or powerful or thank you kindly that Law and Jerry just put in chat. I get, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to worry just about me, which is respectable if I force you to worry just about you, then I can't blame you for worrying just about you. If I create that culture, I deserve that harvest. It's just facts of life, right? It's just facts of life. This is what it is. All right, cool. So that's what we did. I explain all four of those. Let me see. Happiness directors. So either when, so if a customer service person, they say something like, well, Grace, do it how you do it, because you got a good way of doing it. Someone says, I tried to get this. Take us through that process where they say, out of the blue, go ahead, Grace. I want y'all to listen to this because she do it all the time.
For example, the Get Famous for My Story is a funnel. It's a link. It's a funnel. And when we get emails saying that this person has signed up for this, you know, it's 23 hours, 23 classes of $7,000 worth of classes that Antonio is teaching on how to get famous for your story. Well, it takes you through certain things. And the ultimate thing is the Bureau of Dominant Speakers. So I call and I'm giving a happiness call, making sure they have access to their courses and everything is okay, learn more about them. And one person said, yeah, because I tell them, what they got and make sure that they got it. And I said, oh, okay, Deanna, I noticed that you got the You're Famous for My Story and this and that and that. Do you have access to it? Okay. Yeah, I do. But I tried to get the Bureau of Dominant Speakers. I thought I got it, but I don't see it. Oh, okay. So you want the Bureau? Yeah, yeah. The $24.99 a month. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Okay.
Well, All right. Hold on. Okay. Yeah. Stop right there. Now this time, don't be a salesperson. Be a happiness director. Same conversation.
Okay. Hey, Deanna. My name is Grace. I'm with the ATSJR companies. Just calling. Congratulating you on getting the 20 free hours to get famous for your story. I noticed that you got that along with some other things that we have that you have clicked on to.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's going to scare me or make me mad at another people group.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
Receive. Have you gotten access to everything okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I got it. Yeah. Okay, okay. Good. Deanna, play along. Access, she's a salesperson.
I'm sorry. Are you a salesperson? I'm really not in the mood
to
be sold right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, ma'am. I'm not a salesperson. I'm just here to make sure that you have access to all of your courses, okay, and to continuously make you happy and see if we can add more value to you.
Now, let me stop
okay,
right there.
I don't want to jump.
The happiness directors are non-commissioned people, period, point blank. They get no commissions of any kind for that very reason. They're just salaried employees meant to hold retention. Everybody understand? All right. So that's a factual statement she's saying. She is not a salesperson. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. Yes. I know. Not a salesperson at all. Just making sure that you got access to all of your things. Okay. I saw that you got how to prepare a winning keynote that makes you money. The next master speaker audio library. I saw that you also got the $30,000 from the stage. Increase my personal brand and from speaker to podcaster. Just wanted to make sure that you got all access to all of the things that you've gotten. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. It all. I got access to everything I needed.
Now,
thank you
I need you to say, but I was trying to get the Bureau of Diamond Speakers, but I don't think it worked.
Okay, gotcha. I got access to the other stuff. What I was really trying to do is get into the Bureau of Diamond Speakers, but it wasn't working for me.
Okay, so you clicked on the $24.99 a month?
Yes, that's the link I clicked on.
Okay. Okay, so not a problem. I can go ahead and get you started with that. We have your name, number, email, and everything. So the card that you would like to use, when you say the numbers, I'm going to repeat them back to you just so that I make sure I have the digits, the same digits that you're saying.
So you got it. So now if they purchase something in the funnel, then they will already have their card on file, blah, 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 or what she's doing right now. But the moment Grace, non-commissioned salary person, signs that up, and Jerry was the one who brought that person in, who gets paid, Grace?
Jerry.
There you go. Just like that. You see that, Satish? Everybody. I need everybody to see that. I need Jonathan, I need Jody,
yes.
All of you to see that. If you're just learning, you're doing about your companies, this is how it works. It's always, I'm not making this up on the spot. It has worked like that here from day one. It has always worked like that. Always. We have never fought over commissions whatsoever. Never. Build this for this person. They tell them how y'all take each other calls. Because I need them to see this here real quick.
You mean like if one of us is double booked or something like that?
Double booked, not available, got to take grandma to work or something. Or something.
Okay. Okay. More than likely, I double book myself because I'm writing things down in the calendar, but I double book myself. And when I look and see that I've done that, Deanna or Reggie, I have double booked myself. I have two calls at 10 o'clock. Can one of you take one of these calls for me? Yeah, I ask them if right. they're available. Yeah.
And then they do it. And who the commission goes to?
Me.
You. Goes to Grace.
Exactly. Like, exactly. Still goes to Grace. And I see y'all doing it for another reason. And this is now this, I didn't teach them this. They did this on their own because of empathy. So I didn't teach them this, but you know what I'm going to say, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
It was an unintended side effect. I had no idea was coming, but I'm glad it did. Go ahead, Grace.
Anytime, if I schedule an appointment with someone and I start to speak to them and dig deep and as we go along in the conversation, something will hit me, whatever they talk about, something will hit me to say, Deanna needs to talk to this person or Reggie needs to talk to this person. And I go in and I'm real silent and I put my phone on mute and I look to see if they're busy and I ask, hey, can you take this call for me? And if they're not busy, they'll say, yeah. And I tell them what the person has said to me and why I'm giving them the call. And as soon as I say what they've talked about, oh, okay, I got it. People that say they love working with kids and have been through the system and this and that, oh, okay, you need to talk to Reggie. People who have that high level of empathy and they just love everything and I almost put Ole on the phone with Deanna. I did. Yeah, and you know they care so much.
Especially when they start asking a bunch of questions about marketing and like, because people want in for what they want in for. Like, you can't forget that. And I've seen Grace, I've seen Deanna do it, I've seen them. Someone's asking specifically about marketing things and brand this. I really just got to build my brand. Okay, I tell you what, this is fantastic. She finishes, you know, do her thing and say, I got this, the person for you, perfect person you talk to. And she gives it to Deanna, then Deanna starts a whole laugh fest and they start being family and they become sisters overnight, over seconds. And then the call lasts 2 hours. I've seen that happen before. And the person signs up and then they become Kiara Pritchett, right? It happens. It literally happens. It just is what it is. It's just not something that I can control, but I'm glad I don't try to. Nevertheless, who gets paid? The person who called it was. You get it? That's how that works. So anyway, that's why Satish cannot be separated. One of the reasons. Let me keep going now. Well, any questions there so far? Let me stop because that was a lot. Ask me some questions. Anybody, it doesn't matter. It could be from someone not in the company to salesperson. It doesn't matter. I don't care who asked the question, if you got one. All right, I'll keep moving on, and you can interrupt me. It's all good. Now, let's see. It's a tune in which the entire tempting one for another. I know. All right. Here's something I know that I don't want to say that. My next following statements are going to create some cognitive dissonance. What's cognitive dissonance? Cognitive dissonance is when one neuron is holding two competing thoughts. It is the equivalent of telling a Trump supporter Trump ain't poop emoji. It is the equivalent to telling an Obama supporter Obama ain't poop emoji, right? And you know what I mean by poop emoji. It starts with an S. It ends with a T if you're not familiar with that. Okay. You can't change someone's mind. It doesn't work that way. The more righteous and I know why she did that too. The more righteous you become with someone, the more you dig them into their position. It's cognitive dissonance. You can use cognitive dissonance to your advantage, but most people do not. For instance, LeBron James wants to be the greatest of all time. Cognitive dissonance says he is not. Media wants to say he's not, some say he's dead. It creates enough cognitive dissonance to where, during off season, he works harder than anyone else. Michael Jordan wanted to be the greatest of all time. Cognitive dissonance told him, and the media said, well, you keep losing these fights. I don't know why y'all don't think this man ain't lose no playoffs. Okay. I'm not sure why we just erase this from this man's legacy. I don't know why we do that. But you not like Magic. You not like Bird. You just a high-flying star that can't win championships. He didn't like that. So he used that cognitive dissonance to be more of a team player to win championships. So you can use cognitive dissonance. You can use, I ain't rich. This pisses me off for greatness. But most people don't do that. Most people want to be right all the time. And right people, and every wealthy person will tell you this, all right people change their mind more than anybody else on planet Earth. See, I don't change my mind. Don't. Because I rarely make a decision. But when I do, it's there. It is what it is. It just is what it is. Quick to make a decision, slow to quit on it. Poor people, slow to make a decision, very quick to quit on it. There's a difference. There's a difference in winning has a pathology. That being said, you need to have a full understanding that everything I'm getting ready to say next is going to create some cognitive dissonance. Nothing I'm going to say next is not going to create cognitive dissonance, because it is going to either match your thinking and make you say, ooh, I'm ready, he got me pumped. Or you're going to look, maybe I don't look like your teacher. Maybe you have a European standard of what teaching is. I most certainly come from African roots. So I most certainly just going to do some cognitive dissonance on the look alone. Either way, the next thing I want to say, I'm not going to justify or apologize for, they're what you need to understand. It just may cause some cognitive dissonance. I know while all the tech companies have had issues after disrupting major companies, and I know why those major companies got disrupted. I don't know why, because I'm smart, because they write books and memoirs and give reporters unprecedented access, and I read them all. I read the story of how Amazon got started. I read how Netflix got started. I read how Elon Musk, SpaceX, Tesla, and PayPal got started. Read how Instagram got started. I read the official, I read the unofficial. I listened to the haters. I listened to the supporters. I know why Kevin Systrom resigned in September 2018 from Instagram, because he did not feel like a CEO anymore. And the person who replaced him is not called CEO of Instagram. He is called, and I quote, head of Instagram, because there's only one CEO at Facebook. And I know these things, not because I'm smart, because when they write, I'm reading, Grace. Every chance they, every time they talk about other folk that think I ain't listening, I'm buying access. Do you understand? And a lot of this company is built to avoid a lot of those mistakes. Now, obviously, we can't avoid all of them, because I'ma just keep finding new ways to make new mistakes. That's just human life. I know why the CEOs got in trouble, so I try to keep myself stem from trouble. It's why I let anybody say anything at any time. You can interrupt me, don't bother me one bit. It has to be one of the most glaring things on my phone calls. It's not something that normally happens. But since I'm quick on my feet, since I don't have an ego in that area, I don't mind what nobody say. It's all good. I ain't tripping. If I didn't act like that, then I wouldn't have feel. Because Andy Stanley says, I wouldn't have Satish. Andy Stanley says, a leader who refuses to listen to his people will eventually be surrounded by people who have nothing to say. That's deep, right? A leader who refuses to listen to his people will be eventually surrounded by people who have nothing to say. Go ahead, Carol.
No, that's real. That's real.
That is. That is. Tippers just said in chat, this is why you should use Twitter more, because they put their hearts, pour out their hearts there. Facts. She is correct. And I just put the rise and fall of Twitter in my wish list to go by. Now, of course, I'm always in tune with some of these writers have an agenda. Some of them are very fair. Some of them are just journalistically talented. Some have an obvious agenda. But I'm still listening. So I have us avoiding. This company is Amazon Books, Netflix DVDs. That's this company. Now, the truth is, we are also Netflix streaming giant, Amazon purchasing giant. You just can't see it for two reasons. For one, time ain't caught up. For two, I hold that stuff back, but it's already produced. It's already done. Unlike Netflix and Amazon, I invested in the infrastructure that took them years to do. I did not wait. I didn't wait at all. I understood that had they did this first, but I didn't have to understand. They said it, right? They did this first, so I did it. I did it. And Netflix DVDs might as well be Zoom calls for us. This is not this company. Neither is Netflix DVDs. But Netflix did start with DVDs in the same and got cash heavy in the same manner we're going to get cash heavy with Zoom, which is almost going to lead me to my last point. And the last point is fire. And I don't know if fire is good or bad. I'll let you be the judge. I just know it's fire. Okay, it is flammable. It is flammable. Eight levels down. Satish, this is, I actually put this in here for you because you think like this. But I need everybody to hear. Eight levels. That means one is, you know, so typically would be level zero, and one would be Deanna, two would be Phil, Susan, and, you know, all that stuff, right? Levels. Eight levels down, I expect nothing but innovation. Nothing but innovation, input, pushback in the right way, right? Not pushback when something needs to be executed, but pushback for innovation. Pushback when something needs to be executed. That's just stupid. Okay? Eight levels down. It's here. Like, I'm not even making it's here. Eight. I even put three stars by it. Can you see it? Eight levels down. I got you. I put it back up. I saw Ollie looking at the screen. Eight levels down is innovation and extreme unscalable activities. This is what that means. That means from one to eight, we do incredible innovation and the stupidest things possible that make no sense to no one else but drive this company, like adjusting for every customer for the next million. That is stupid. It makes no sense. It makes no sense that I am so gung-ho about psychological profiles. It makes no sense, Ollie. It doesn't. It doesn't. But do you know how easier it will be to scale when we understand a million plus of our customers? It's so much easier. It's the old folks saying, you slow down and speed up. Right? You understand? So we do what we're writing the handwritten notes. We're answering the text message. Kiara, is she on the call right now? I hope she is. I know I saw her earlier. She probably had to go. Kiara asked me for something yesterday. I said, I'll call you. But if I can't call you, I'll send you a video message because I couldn't get time to call you. I didn't get time to call. But as promised, I recorded a video on her issue, not issue with the company, but this thing she's trying to tackle, and sent it to her by 7 p.m. that day. Solved a major problem for her because I couldn't get time. Because when I asked her to call, she didn't have time then. And I knew I was going to be busy. That's unscalable. That doesn't make sense. I don't have time for that. However, and she ain't paying for that. Not no coaching. But that ain't got nothing to do with the fact that that's what we do. Eight levels down. I'm not the only one. Phil and Susan just spent time on the phone with LeVon, right? And they ain't the only people. You understand? Deanna spent time on the phone with everybody. She adds y'all as Facebook friends just to get to know you, right? And all that stuff like that. All that. Great. I know when Grace talked to y'all, because Grace so slick with it, she'd come to me and say, hey, this is what they want to talk about. This is my plan. Anything you want to add to that? Grace ain't no dummy. Grace ain't got, look at it with the thumbs up. Anything you want to add to that? I'd be like, yeah, add this. Yeah, okay, good. And then Grace go, and she's already a genius. Then she's like a super genius. And then she done put the conversation. And she, Grace, though, I tell all the time, just run it. You know, don't tell them you got it from me, right? Just go ahead and do that. If she has, nope, do you got a problem with that, Grace? You got a problem with that at all? No?
Not at all.
Not at all. All right. I know when Grace talking to y'all, because she comes back and talks to me, listen, here's my lesson plan for this phone call, because she's such a teacher, right? She's such a teacher. She spent 10, 11 years doing it for students in school. We do all the unscalable. We do all the extreme innovation. Eight levels down. 9, 10, 11, 12, maybe I may push that down, but not yet. But after that, Satish, that's why I try to put this in for you, it becomes labor force. You get it? And that's when I have to figure out how to make sure an idea from level 220 can travel to the top of this company within seconds. You get it? Just because you're a new employee doesn't mean you don't get to have an idea of innovation. So you kind of see what I'm building. You kind of see, and it's difficult. It's difficult to swing all this. This takes just if you have any business savvy or any active listening skills, you can see how much I toil over this company every day. Because there's no way this is just coming out my mouth because I'm a smooth talker, right? This is complete thought of so much that I beat my head up against the ground trying to figure out how to pull this off. So eight levels down, that's what we do. Which is also, people say, God bless you, which is also why, Satish, it can't be treated separately because I need you innovating. You feel me? Not onboarding. We'll do it now, but it ain't gonna stay that way. Grace, what's the media job I have for you?
To get everyone's company emails and proof of apps.
No doubt. And why do I want you to do all this? What's my main reason? What am I trying to do with you? On the phones or off the phone?
Off the phone.
I need Grace off the phones. This is what it is. I literally need Grace off the phones. You understand? Because there's some stuff that I need to do with her gifts, her talents, her phone call. I need, in her case, she's the best caller and also the best teacher. Typically, your best performer can't teach, but Grace can. Now, where is she more valuable? being one person on one call or being one person teaching many. It's common sense. She is one person in one place, but I need her to be God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit everywhere. I need you everywhere, Grace. I don't just need you in Nazareth. I need you everywhere. Do you understand what I'm saying? I put it in your language. I'm trying to use your scriptures and your language and your religion.
I
need
it.
You everywhere. I don't need you in Nazareth. Now, that ain't good enough. We to the other most part, the Judea, Jerusalem, I need you everywhere. You understand? I'm gonna speak your language, God dog it. I'm gonna speak your language. All right, cool. So that's that. So we understand. So the important understanding here is that all of you need to get innovation. And if you get bogged down and you can't be innovative, it's my fault and I gotta fix it. It's not your fault, it's my fault. It can't be your fault. It's my fault. I have to fix it. You get it? I have to. It is exactly why I don't have Phil and Susan on the phones or focusing on Rakesa or something like that. I need them doing what they do at their gifts. Get it? They benefit from stuff. Do you understand? It's just smart. If you get bogged down, just let me know. And then I can assist and unbog you down. But innovation, 8 levels down. It is what it is. It just is what it is. Almost done. Okay, I just read that earlier. Don't think of it. Okay, I read that too. All right, last two things. And I got this. I want you to see it because I don't want them to say I'm making this up. It says, carefully hear this. And it says, do not, all caps. Can you see that? It says, all right. It's written down. I write these morning meetings down every morning. Well, every night. Carefully hear this, 2 exclamation points. Do not, all caps, compete with anyone like me unless you're willing to kill me. Let me explain. I told you everything's going to be flammable. I told you I was going to create cognitive dissonance. But you need to hear this. I am willing to die for this company. And there is a rule of competition. If you're going to play, play to win. And if you attempt to go into war with someone like me, you don't need to go halfway. I'm saying this not to y'all. It's supplementing the second point I'm about to bring up, the last point. If you get into your business and you're not willing to deal a death blow to someone like me, don't do it. And just hear me for a second, because ain't nobody, let me just clear this up for my empaths, relax. Nobody did anything. I would never use my platform as a bully pulpit. Nobody's done nothing. It supports my second point, which let me say it now so you all can relax. And most importantly, do not enter into an industry based on price competition if you can't outproduce that leader. All right, leader. I was trying to read backwards. It got too hard. So let's put both of these statements together now. The first statement is for the second statement. Carefully hear this. Do not ever get into the ring and compete with anyone like me unless you kill me. And most importantly, do not enter into an industry based on price competition if you can't outproduce the leader. Let me tell you why I'm saying this. Both of those are the same statement. Some of you have got an email or a call. We have no competition. Since competition don't exist. But in realness, we ain't got no competition. We don't. I can outspend anybody that is foolish enough to come in this industry. We made up a whole new industry. And for whatever reason, Will Smith has something similar. Absolutely right. For whatever reason, some of y'all are getting emails and calls about something or a few things, not just one company, not just one person, something that looks similar to us. Y'all, no disrespect, Grant Cardone can't even compete over here. Period. Nobody can compete over here because I didn't go into someone else's lane. I went into my own. I need you to process this information properly. So I'm telling you, some of the people, I'm going to look like a fool right now. Fair enough. I'm going to look like a fool right now because it's cognitive dissonance. But 6 months from now, I'm going to say, told you so. 6 months from now, I'm going to say, told you so. And I'm going to run this video on 5/22. I'm going to remember it. I'm going to run this video split screen like Gary Vee would do. I'm going to say, T, I told you, you cannot jump into this industry if you're not ready to kill me. Whenever you come in to any industry, if you're going to be a coach, ask yourself, are you willing to kill every coach coaching? Because if that's not the case, you need to invent a different category. And if you're willing to do it, do you have the time to run up on every coach and say, you out of business now, run me your customers? Because if you don't have the time to do it, you're exposing your business model. So what's happening now is y'all see copycats. You see it. If you've seen copycats, raise your hand. Cut your camera on real quick. It's all good. We ain't talking about nobody. We're just saying, if you've seen copycats, it has to happen. It has to happen. All right. Got a lot of hands going up. It has to happen. People have to copy us. But I'm trying to warn you of something. I'm trying to do two things. I'm killing two birds with one stone. One, you need to know I'm willing to kill anybody except for number two. We need the number two. Whoever the number two is, they can live. They can live. They can live. They can live. It's cool with them. They just make us look better. But everybody else got to die. They do. Everybody else got to die. But you need to see that from a leadership standpoint, that you're not rocking with no leader that is rattled by somebody coming over here. We can outspend, outproduce. Hell, I could schedule 6 classes today and people would actually show up and it would cost me $0. How are you going to compete with that? You can't. You cannot compete with that. It's unfair. It's unfair considering 90% of our customers we pay no money for. It's unfair. You can't come in here. When you come in here, you need to be ready to say, I got to take him out. That's what it is. Now, I'm not talking about physical death, but that's how your mindset needs to be, because I'm trying to teach y'all something. If you're going to go into an industry, you better be able to go into that industry and say, Blockbuster, it's a wrap. You got to go. Ain't no disrespect, but you had your chance. You got to go. If you don't have that in you, get you an Antonio Smith who does. You can still be CEO. Make me COO. But you got to go get somebody that says, this is my company now, and I'm willing to die for it. But that's not what it is. It's not. So here is the conclusion of that. Please worry not that you see folk copycatting, even if they got a bigger name than me because they older or because this. That's only going to last another year and a half. I'm not talking about the business, the bigger name. My audience is still growing by double every day. It's a big world out here. We don't even have, y'all ready for this? We don't even have, Grace, pull your calculator out. Grace for the Share Cackler, I want y'all to see this for a second, because you need to see this. You need to see what I'm getting ready to say. If you think, for whatever reason, I know all y'all think I'm crazy, but Michael Jordan's crazy. What the hell? Of course I'm crazy. I'm built for this. Of course I'm crazy. Something wrong with me. Of course I am. Right? Somebody got to say, don't give him no food. He ain't played a good game today. Right? Somebody got to say it. Okay? Grace put decimal. She even say she don't think she know. Put 0000. 0001. That is how much of the market we got right now, and we killing it. I can't even pronounce this number.
1/100 million.
We have, of course, the mathematician can do that. You know what? You just make me sick. We have 1/100 million of a percent of the market, and we're this good and this profitable. If you, Lost it, that's by grace, if you ever had hope in anything, you need to have hope that McDonald's got 1% of the food market and they serve 1 billion hamburgers a day. Amazon has 2% of the retail market. And my man is on his way to being the first trillionaire. That's got to give y'all some hope. Ollie gets it. You think this is why Amazon keeps growing. They can't stop growing. You get the right leader with the right culture, with the right, and please don't let Jeff Bezos' smile fool you. He's just as competitive as me. Trust me. Okay, we come from the same cloth, I'm sure of it. We brothers. Just left in the oven a little longer, right? We brothers. Okay? I'm telling you. We don't even have 1/1,000,000% of the market. And we killing because we made the market. Nobody knew they wanted unlimited coaching / open source learning / coaching in their lives until we told them so. Until we told them, nobody knew that's what they needed. Now what happens is, Ollie gets up, goes over there, goes, man, I was getting information. Can I get some more? Oh, nice. That's going to be $50,000. Well, let me just log back on to ATS. As a matter of fact, this is what we built. Ollie can send a text message. Ollie can send a text message to Grace. Man, tell Antonio to teach on this. I need help. And we'll be teaching it almost the next day. You can't compete with that. You cannot compete with that. If you haven't figured it out, our lesson plans come from two places, most notably. My strong burning desire to get $100 billion in personal cash. So every day I don't get it, I got a new lesson to teach y'all. Don't do this. That's how the lesson come out. Don't do this. It was wrong when I did it, y'all. Right? That right there. And the other ones come from, and 60% of them come from the audience. Y'all determine what we're teaching next. It's the most brilliant educational system you could ever possibly. Imagine if everyone went to Harvard and said, we don't like these classes, teach this. And Harvard says, sure, no problem. Professor, come on over here, change. Brilliant. That being said, you really ain't got nothing to worry about. I don't know, nobody's worrying, but I want you to know where we are, where we're going. And I want you to know, as your own businesses, if you're not willing, I promise you, in your industry, there is an Antonio with my drive, my spirit, that's hungry, that's been up since 2:13, right now, in the morning, reading books to take your customers. And if you wasn't up at 2:13 in the morning reading a 600-page book and finished it, and then started another one just to take your customers, Move Industries, or get you someone like me. That's the point here. That's how we end, Satish. Everybody in India owe me their customers. It's not personal. It's not personal. It's not. I need them all. John Maxwell, love him. Great fan of his. Run me your customers. I got no problem saying, you can take this recording. I'm going to put it out on the internet later. You can send it to him. Tag him. I don't give a damn. I'm telling you that I came for 6 rings in 1 season. I want all of Michael Jordan's rings in 1 season. I don't even want to write just one. And then I'm going to do it again. I want Bill Russell rings. I'm Tom Brady with this. Wayne Gretzky. Yeah. All of them, they got to go. You understand what I'm saying? All of them. It ain't personal. I heard the cry of their customers. I'm coming. They didn't change. I'm the change the universe created. And if you don't think like that, then go get you someone who does. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plan better. You can dominate. Love you more, Phil. Appreciate you. See y'all tomorrow. No, today Friday, ain't it? Conference tomorrow. Send everybody the conference tickets or whatever. The free is free. All right, y'all. Appreciate you.
I got a question.
Ahead. Who's got a question? Go ahead. So, let me hear.
One business away, right? Is there information that's going out to us that we need to be prepared for or something?
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. I won't send you my agenda, but Deanna will send y'all a lot of information.
Okay.
I won't send you my agenda. I almost wanted to, but just know day one, you got to go get customers. And if you haven't went, go get customers. Or if you already got customers, I'm going to force you to go get a 100 new customers in one day. Like, that's going to be the thing. That's going to be the thing. You're going to have to go get your first customer or 100 customers. If you got 100 customers, I'm going to say go get 1,000. No matter what you tell me, I'm going to put 100 times more on it. So just don't even worry. That's day one. That I can tell you for sure. Because you're not in business with no customers. Amen?
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. Good stuff. All right, y'all. Appreciate you. Let's go dominate. Thank you. Thank you, Oli. Good stuff. Thank you. I see you. Appreciate y'all. Yeah, have a good one.